this podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.
I'm Dan Gothrop, QP National Communications, and I'm here with Saw Kwese of Burma Issues, the Peaceway Foundation. And can you tell us a bit about Burma Issues and Peaceway Foundation and what it does?
Burma Issues Peaceway Foundation is a non-profit organization working on Burma, and we are focusing on the grassroots empowerment. And in our program, we had three main programs, like Information for Action, International Campaign, and Grassroots Education and Organizing.
Right, okay. And maybe you could tell QP members a little bit about how you came to be involved with it and your own experience leaving Burma and Karen State, where you're from. How did that all come about?
And the reason I have to leave Burma is that because of the military regime oppression, and they did strong offensive and many villages were destroyed. So I became displaced and crossed the border into Thailand in 1994 and spent my life 10 years in the refugee camp. And after that, I have learned that I need to do something to protect or defend human rights. So I started involved in Burma Issues works in 1994. And in our work, we are focusing on, as a grassroots education and organizer, we're working on documenting human rights violation, also other sort of information related to Burma, to use them for the international awareness raising and advocacy. And through this work, we have done a lot of activities, and we understand that we need to build our capacity in the field of human rights works as a human rights defenders. So we come involved with the VSO, because VSO provide us with the professional volunteer to train us in human rights documentation and media work, like videos editing, video shooting, and also other advocacy strategies.
And you talked a bit about the documentation, the narrative documentation. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yes, people are, in terms of collecting human rights information, through our work, we have trained them with basic human rights training and also information collecting training, so they can do this activity by themselves, by collecting information, share them to the human rights organization, and so they, through this way, they can share their voice directly to the regional and international community of what is going on in the real ground level of the grassroots people. And they never give up the struggle, and they feel very happy that they participate in this movement for struggle for changes in Burma.
Okay, good. And can you tell me what difference it's made to have the project with QP and QSO? And first of all, how is QP involved in terms of we have volunteers there, right, who are placed with this project?
By cooperating with QP and VSO, QP support the VSO volunteer who are working with a community-based organization or human rights defender organization along Thai Burma border. And their support, the QP support very professional volunteer who are working with the human rights defenders and building up the capacity for the human rights activities, for example, like information management, advocacy strategy planning, video editing, and also like good governance and also other project management. So they build up this capacity, and they use this capacity for the international awareness raising by bringing the real voice of the people inside Burma to the international to aware of.
Right, and that includes even being able to take video productions that you've put together outside Burma but are able to show, in some cases, to audiences back home, right?
Just by, after we editing the video document provided by the grassroots people, we not only use them for the international awareness, and at the same time, we also use them for the grassroots empowerment by bringing this video and explain to them and show to them what we have done with the information they provided. And in this way, people feel involved, and they don't feel isolated anymore. They feel their participation is very important, so they get informed more in a process of building up the movement and changes in Burma.
Yes, you were saying that the primary target when you're doing, when you're gathering the data, it's analysis and prediction and education, so that you're also doing a kind of form of prevention too. You're able to give information that helps people take action inside Burma.
Yes, but we use information provided by the grassroots people not only to be used in regional international awareness only, and not only to empower the people themselves, but this is also we use this as strategy by collecting information. We do analysis, like critical analysis, and we predict what can happen in the future. And then with this prediction, we bring back to the people and discuss with people what can happen and how to set up or how to develop the proactive action for people to protect themselves in advance to avoid the military operation.
Right, like say example, if they had they're building a dam or a bridge project or something, and they,
for example, like if you got information about like the military regime planning to build a dam in this area, then we inform the villager in advance of what can be happening in the near future. For example, if there is dam, the security will be very tight, and also land will be confiscated by the regime. So the village people in advance, they can plan the proactive plan to stop the dam project.
Right. Okay. Do you have any finally, do you have any thoughts for QP delegates here on what they could do, what more they could do to help the situation in Burma?
I think they have done good things already, very good job by giving support to volunteer to building capacity for the human rights defenders organization or human rights activists. And this, we hope that this will going on, and also on the way the QP also can give more support to the border areas or to the internally displaced people, those who are really in need of health care, protection for the children, education, and also for security, shelter, and clothing.
Great. Sakwese, thank you for talking with QP.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 QP National Convention.